Welcome to the Virginia Athletics Podcast. This is the 216th episode, and our focus this week is UVA football. I'm your host, Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and joining me today for his second appearance on the show is Juan Thornhill, one of the nation's top defensive backs. Juan, glad to have you back. You were on the podcast in early September last year, and a lot has happened to you and the football program since then. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. First things first, senior day is almost here. Virginia's final home game of the season, Saturday afternoon against Liberty at Scott Stadium. And before the game, a big crew of fourth, fifth, and sixth-year seniors will be recognized, including you. What kind of cheering section are you going to have here for the game?
I really don't know. I haven't talked to too many people, but for what I've heard, I think I'm going to have a nice crowd with a bunch of people from Altavista and Lynchburg come here to support me, especially since we're playing against some guys that's from back home, and Liberty's right there at home. So
yeah, you're 25 miles south of Lynchburg. Yeah. You have any family connections to Liberty, or you have classmates or teammates from high school who play there?
I don't really have any teammates that play there, but it's like guys that's from the local area that I know, and I basically been playing against them my whole life. So it's just a bunch of guys on that team that I've been playing against forever, and it's just another opportunity to play them again.
So they have the ceremony before the game, which I get gives players a little time to get themselves together for the game. Will this be an emotional moment for you, do you think?
Honestly, with me, I'm not the type of guy to show like much emotion. I mean, I will feel it a little bit, and it'll be kind of sad that I'm gonna be playing my last game in Scott Stadium, but I'm definitely gonna try to make the most of it.
So when you arrive here as a first year, does this day seem like 100 years away? At that point, you're not thinking about the end of your career.
Oh yeah, when I got here as a first year, I was like, I got a lot of time. But I feel like it was just now. Yesterday, I was just getting on ground, so it's incredible how the time just went by so fast, and then all these football games is just blown by, and I don't even know where it went to.
It's been good to see you back at practice this week. You got banged up in the first half against Pitt last week and had to watch the second half from the sideline. How frustrating is that for a player, particularly when the defense struggles when you're on the sideline?
With me, when I went down, I knew that, I couldn't be out because I knew that my team needed me, and I was trying my best to get out there. I was trying to walk it off and run, but I really couldn't put too much pressure on it. But when I saw Joey go down, I was thinking, we might be in trouble a little bit, and I kind of wanted to just suck it up and try my best to go out there and help the team. But it was very frustrating watching from the sideline because I really couldn't do anything to help my team from the sideline, so hopefully I can get back out there this week and make up for the lost time I had out there.
You know, in these situations, players and coaches always talk about having a next man up mentality. One of those next men is Devontae Cross, who began the season at wide receiver, moved over to defense. I don't know how long it's been now, last month, I think, at least a month or so, but he's been getting a lot of work in practice, particularly this week. How far has he come at safety? And he played some against Pitt, too.
Mm-hmm. So when we first put Devontae in there, he was just a guy we brought over because we knew that he can play pretty much anything. He didn't really know the defense too well, and he's still learning now, but I think Devontae's doing a heck of a job. He's learning pretty fast. He's going out there and filling anybody's spot. Like when Brenton went down, I think maybe in the Duke game, he came in and played some nickel.
Yeah, he played at the end of the game.
He went in and played some nickel and made some plays out there. So Devontae is a great guy to have on defense because you can stick him in anywhere and be looking forward to having plays made from him.
I mean, you have played corner and safety here. Devontae actually trained at a number of positions last year. He was playing corner on defense and wide receiver and quarterback on offense. How big a change is it from corner to safety if you know the defense?
With me, I feel like at corner is more about man coverage, I think, because it's basically you and that guy most of the game. And then at safety, I feel like you have to be more vocal out there. You have to be the quarterback of the defense. You have to know a lot more because corner, you really don't have to talk much. You don't have to make many calls. You just listen to the safety and do whatever he tells you. Now that I'm at safety, I have to be the guy that's telling everyone what to do. I have to know what the corner's doing, the nickel's doing, and my job also. So this is, I feel like it helped me out in my game because it's just, I know what my teammates are doing, so it helps me play a lot better.
Coach Mendenhall announced this morning that Malcolm Cook's college football career is over. He's got a sports hernia that's going to require surgery. This is Malcolm's sixth year here. You know what he's gone through time and time again to get back on the field. I mean, you got to feel really bad for a guy like this, don't you, to see him deal with even more adversity after all this?
Yeah, Malcolm's been doing a heck of a job, too. Like, he's been battling through injuries, like you said, and he's been doing everything possible to get out there so he can play. And I know that it's very frustrating because he's trying his best not to get, like, injured and not get hurt just so he can finish a full season. And he's been here for, I think you said
six years. This is year six.
Six years and not getting that many games just because of injuries, that has to be really tough.
You are a proud graduate of Alta Vista High School. How many state championships did your football and basketball teams win there?
Okay, I won three back-to-back-to-back state championships in basketball. And then I won back-to-back state championships in football.
And in football, you played quarterback on offense, right? Mm-hmm. And we saw some of that running ability when you had to intercept. What was that, the Miami game this year?
Oh, yeah, it was Miami.
Because of that high school background, you were accustomed to success when you got here in 2015. You had to endure a couple of rough years, but a victory Saturday would clinch Virginia's first winning season since 2011. How far has this program come since your first year and really since Bronco Mendenhall and his staff took over?
I feel like this program has taken a huge jump because I remember when I first got here, it wasn't really like too much excitement about football season. I mean, guys were just feel like, oh, I'm basically here because like this is a way to get free education, right? I guess. But now guys are actually like bought in and willing to come out there and work, and they know that we can win games. So it's always exciting to play on Saturdays when you know that you can go out there and win. And with us finally having a winning season, that's a great thing because it will help the culture around here and the team that we're trying to build and help get guys in to come in and want to play and be a part of this culture.
Coach Mendenhall has said a couple times that normally during games, particularly at home, he's just locked in on what's happening on the field and he doesn't notice what's going on in the stands. But he said that he's heard the crowd. He's noticed the crowd. These have not been sellout crowds, but there's been a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm in the recent home games. Have you picked up on that, too, on the field?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have because I've seen the difference from last year and this year. Last year wasn't the best crowd, but it was a decent amount. But this year that we're actually getting some wins, I see the crowd starting to, like, pick up the noise. They start to chant a little bit. And when they're out there chanting for us, it makes us want to play a lot better and a lot harder. So I think our fans play a big role in our success here. So I definitely would love if we had all of our fans at the game to support us.
You played mostly on special teams as a true freshman, which makes your career totals even more impressive because they're basically two and a half seasons in the secondary. 166 tackles, 10.5 of those for loss, 11 interceptions, 24 pass breakups, one block kick, one forced fumble, and I guess one recovered onside kick too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you look back over your career and there are more games to be played, are you pleased with your production and the way it's gone on the field?
There's definitely some things. I wish I can get back sometimes, but like I look at things, I say things happen for a reason. So like the Miami game, I struggled a little bit last year. So I felt like this year was an opportunity to show everyone that I can play against them guys. So I feel like I had to make plays that game. But it's definitely something that I think I'm pretty impressed with because like I made a lot of plays out there, and hopefully in these next few games I can make even more and just help our team win.
What do you think about the potential of the secondary going forward? You're a senior, Tim Harris is, but you have Darius Bratton, Bryce Hall, Joey Blunt, Brenton Nelson, you know, some guy, Devontae is in the mix, you know, all guys who will be back next year. The group has been one of the strengths of the team this year. Do you see it continuing to get better?
Even though me and Tim is the old heads of the group, I don't see our secondary making a fall at all. I just see them getting better even when we leave because we have guys in there that can step in and make plays. If me and Tim was good out right now, we have guys that can step in and do the job just as well as we both do. So I think that the secondary is going to be a the strong point of our defense next year also.
One of your strengths as a player is your versatility. Take us through the different positions you've played in the secondary here. When you're a true freshman in 2015, where were you practicing then?
As a true freshman, I was playing behind Quinn at free safety, but that was going to be pretty hard to play over Quinn because Quinn right. He's a heck of a player, so it's going to be hard to get out there. I mean, I was making plays and everything, but like I said,
you weren't going to get on the field. Yeah,
not over Quinn.
Then 2016, your sophomore season.
Mm-hmm. So my second year, Coach, I think that's when Coach Mendenhall.
Yep.
Yeah, that's when
Coach Howell came in.
Yeah, Coach Howell and Coach Mendenhall and the staff got here, and I was just working hard, and hopefully Coach Howell and them would give me a chance. And then I remember I was practicing at safety still, but then I guess Coach Howell saw something in me, and he just had the gut feeling to throw me out there at cornerback. And ever since then, I was playing corner that whole season. And then
last season
I started off at strong safety and nickel. So I was playing both of those. And then with Tim, he was at cornerback. And Tim, he got hurt. I can't remember which game it was. Maybe the second
game. Yeah, he got hurt early. Yeah, first or second.
He got hurt the second game. And then Coach Howell knew that he can throw me a cornerback because I had played the year before that. So he moved me back over to corner. And then that's when Brenton stepped in and played an important role in our team. He made a lot of plays back there. And then now is this year. So.
And then you're full-time safety this year.
Well, yeah. I played strong safety last year, but this year they moved me to I'm strong safety in some situations, and then I'll be free safety in another situation. So I'm playing pretty much anything they ask me to play.
I mean, that helps you as a DB, doesn't it, though, the fact that you've played multiple positions and kind of understand the bigger picture of the secondary?
Oh, yeah, it definitely helped me because, I mean, I play cornerback, so I'm used to man coverage and having to cover guys. So when you move back to safety, it's nothing different, just a little more space. That's it.
So you bulked up before this season, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Did you feel like you needed to put on some weight and muscle? And how much did you add on?
Okay, I felt like I had to put on a couple pounds because I was a smaller guy last year. I think I was maybe 195 playing at corner, and I felt like I couldn't go back there and play safety at 195 hitting those 230-pound
right.
running backs. So I had to put on a little weight, and I got up to 210 so I can fill those holes and actually bring some weight with me with my speed. So that was just something that I felt like I had to improve on.
So you're playing at 210 basically this season?
Right now I'm around 205.
Is it hard to keep it on during the season?
It's really hard to keep weight on during the season, but I'm doing a decent job at it.
You're not the only guy on the team from a small town. Did you see the video on Joe Reed about his life and family back in Charlotte Courthouse?
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of it.
If they did the same video on you and went back to your hometown, are there similarities?
With Joe, he's more of a hunting type of guy, but with me, I'm a big fisherman. So, I mean, we'll have things that's somewhat similar, but I think it'll be a lot of like, cause it's just from a small town, you walk around, everyone pretty much know who you are there. There's not a lot of people. There's not much to do there, and you have to find things to do. So me and Joe pretty much live the same type of lifestyle.
I understand, from talking to Blanda Wolf that there are a lot of big Virginia Tech alumni in that town, very prominent alumni and boosters. Have you made some UVA fans along the way, do you think?
It's a bunch of Virginia Tech people there, but they support me, like, and they saying that, like, when we play Virginia Tech, they're going to root for Virginia Tech, but they also still root for me. So, I mean, it's not something that I'm just like, okay, I can't be cool with you because you're
right.
a Virginia Tech fan, but I appreciate the support from them.
Your focus right now is on Liberty, then comes Georgia Tech, and then you finish up in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech. Coach Mendenhall has made no secret of, you know, his desire to beat the Hokies. How big will that game be for you when you can finally turn your attention to that?
Oh, that would be a really big game, first of all, because it's my last regular season game, and it's in Blacksburg playing against Virginia Tech. So that's going to be a game. It's going to be a bunch of fans from out the Vista there, knowing that, like, my family will be there, friends will be there. It's just I know there will be a huge game. And finally getting a chance to actually be Virginia Tech will be a great feeling because I haven't been able to do it since I've been here, and I feel like this is the year to do it.
What do you end up majoring in here?
Anthropology.
So you were on track to graduate when?
I'm planning on graduating in December. So
3.5 years then, right?
Yeah, 3.5 years.
What once you get your degree, what are your plans for the spring?
I have the dreams to go play in the NFL. So after this season and the bowl game, I'll have a week off, and then I'll be traveling to California to train at Exos, which is like a big training facility there in California, and possibly just get drafted and make it to the NFL. But if that doesn't work out, I'll have to find some other plan, find a job, and hopefully everything will pay off and get my education here.
Boys, when they start playing football, it's probably the dream of every boy to play in the NFL one day, and then people kind of fall by the wayside. But to be in your final college season and to read and hear about yourself as an NFL prospect, is that pretty cool and hard to believe at times?
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, because I remember in high school, a bunch of people didn't really give me a chance. Schools would overlook me just because I played at a small school, and there was a point that I was thinking, like, I don't know if I'll ever make it. My dream is to go to the NFL, but it's a bunch of coaches looking over me. Then I finally got an opportunity to come here to the University of Virginia. So I was gonna take full advantage of my opportunity and just show everyone that I came from the smallest level and could play at the biggest level, because I mean, that's just what I believe my whole life. I feel like if you was to take me to a 6A school, I can do the same right thing. So I just had to take full advantage of this opportunity.
What's it been like to play for Coach Mendenhall here? And I know he's not quite as involved on the defensive side as he was your first 2 years, but it's still his program.
Oh, it's great playing for Coach Mendenhall because he makes everything difficult. Like, he pushes in practice. It's unbelievable how practice is. Like, sometimes you don't think you can make it, but I always find myself making it through practice, and it just it helps the game out so much. It's so easy. Like, for me, the conditioning wise, like, when I'm in the game, I don't really get tired because I feel like practice is so much harder. And he wants you to get better as a person and as a player. So I really love playing under Coach Mendenhall.
So we won't go over again all your high school basketball exploits, but you were a really good player. You've been on SportsCenter for your dunks. Mm-hmm. I know you still play here when you get a chance. Did you make it over to JPJ last night for the men's basketball opener?
I did not get a chance to make it there. I was too focused in on watching film with Coach Howell. I wanted to prepare for this game, so I didn't get a chance to make it over there. But I definitely would catch some games.
So who are your favorite players on the team?
That's kind of hard right there. But let's see. I love watching Kyle play because, I mean, he's a small guy. He's not the biggest guy out there on the court, but he has heart. So that's why I love watching him play. He's not backing out from anybody. And if he need a big shot, definitely give him the ball because he can do it.
When you see the enthusiasm that's here for men's basketball at UVA, I mean, and you've talked about how the atmosphere at Scott Stadium is changing. Do you hope that one day, and do you think one day it could be kind of comparable for football where you have just tons of enthusiasm for both sports?
I definitely think that it's very possible. We just got to keep winning. And with basketball, they've been winning for a while, so that's why the coaches like that. And the fans just love watching basketball. So if we keep winning, I feel like it will change Scott Stadium forever.
Well, congrats on a great college career that's not over yet. Best of luck Saturday against Liberty and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
If you haven't purchased tickets for Saturday's game at Scott Stadium, check virginiasports.com for information on some great promotions. On Twitter and Instagram, follow @UVAFootball for all the latest on Bronco Mendenhall's program. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.